Craig Goldwyn is on the phone with us today, and his friends call him Meathead, so we're going to call him Meathead. We've made a new friend. He runs the site called AmazingRibs.com, among other things. He's a very talented food photographer and raconteur of sorts. You got to go see this site. It's dozens of techniques and concepts that are very unique, just about everything you wanted to know about barbecue, and you know, we know a lot about that here in Kansas City, but in particular this weekend, we wanted to talk about hot dogs, because of course, on Independence Day, everybody's got to have an all-American hot dog. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Mitch.
Or should I say Meathead?
Most folks call me Meathead or Meat, and sometimes my wife calls me worse.
You've got about 25 different articles right now about hot dogs, and you've even mapped out a hot dog trail. So for conversation's sake, give me four different regions of hot dogs that people could make today without too much trouble in the backyard or in the kitchen. Regional styles.
Yeah, and that's the key here to what I've done is, you know, there are a lot of little restaurants that have their own house style. But what's really interesting as I started researching hot dogs for this article, or this series of articles, is that there are regional styles, and a lot of people aren't aware of this. The original, the classic that people should try if they haven't, is the classic New York style. It all started on Coney Island. The immigrants coming over in the waves of the late 1800s, the Germans and the Poles and the Jews brought with them their sausage-making skills, and they started making sausages, and they started serving them on push carts in Manhattan and down on Coney Island. So the New York style that emerged was an all-beef hot dog with a natural casing. They're very heavily spiced in New York. They're often very garlicky. And on Coney Island, the standard procedure, that's where Nathan's is, and everybody knows about Nathan's with their 4th of July hot dog eating contest. The classic topping is sauerkraut and mustard and nothing else. Never any ketchup, I should say, among the hot dog connoisseurs. Now, if you go into Midtown Manhattan, the push carts there are usually carrying Sabrette hot dogs, which is another great hot dog. It's one of my all-time favorites. And they make an onion sauce, which is really good, and you got to try that. So sauerkraut, mustard, and the onion sauce, and I've got the recipe for the onion sauce or something close on my website. And they cook that on a flat-top cast-iron griddle, but you can throw it on the grill. And that would be the place to start with Coney Island, because that's where hot dog lore starts in America.
You talked about an elusive Kansas City-style dog when I was talking to you the other day that had sauerkraut and melted cheese on it. Now,
this could be the alligator in the sewers. This could be, you know, the elusive internet rumor. There's a really good book that just came out about hot dogs that talks about Kansas City style, and they say it's sauerkraut and cheese. The Wikipedia mentions it. But I've been to Kansas City. I've asked everybody I know because I wanted to taste these Kansas City hot dogs, and nobody's ever heard of it.
I got to tell you, they just did an article not too long ago here in the Kansas City Star, and there was a guy in town trying to find a Chicago-style dog in Kansas City, and he couldn't find one.
Chicago is unique. During the Depression, they started throwing everything but the kitchen sink on top, and eventually a Chicago style emerged that has stuck. And what's fascinating about it is there's 1,800 hot dog joints in Chicago. That's more than McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's combined, and they're all independently owned. There's only one little chain, and they make them all pretty much the same way. There's little or no variation, and the locals will not tolerate variation. So if you go in and order a hot dog, it's pretty much made with a all-beef hot dog, natural casing, simmered in water. They call that a dirty water dog because the water starts getting cloudy with the juices after a while. And they're never boiled so that they don't split open, and they're served on a poppy seed bun with a bright yellow mustard. Then there's this kryptonite green relish that is only in Chicago. It's a pickle, sweet pickle relish. They just use a dye to make it. Chopped fresh onion, slices of tomato, and what they call sport peppers. They're little pickled serrano peppers. A kosher pickle spear. That's a whole spear, almost the size of a hot dog, goes on this bun. And then they top it all off with a sprinkle of magic dust, celery salt.
Is there a brand of that particular neon green relish? Because I've never been able to find that here.
The Vienna Beef Company, which is the predominant hot dog in the city, sells it on their website. Vienna Beef Chicago-style relish is the jar that's in my fridge here. So that's probably where to get it.
Now, what about the mustard? If somebody wants to make a true Chicago-style dog today, do they have a particular mustard?
No, it's just a bright yellow ballpark mustard. Now, I mentioned the New York dog earlier. The mustard there is a Dijon style. It's a spicy mustard.
You talked about New York and Chicago-style dogs, so give me a couple other regional hot dog styles that you list on your trail of hot dogs that are on AmazingRibs.com.
Well, you'd have to talk about the Cincinnati cheese coney. A lot of laborers in New York were Greek, and they'd take their little vacations down on Coney Island. They'd taste hot dogs, and then they'd get the yen to be entrepreneurs, and they'd move west, and they'd settle in places like Cincinnati and Detroit. And Cincinnati, and by the way, a vast number of American hot dog stands were started by Greeks. Some Greek guy set up shop in Cincinnati, and he made a kind of Greek stew. But Cincinnati's heavily German, and it didn't really go over a lamb stew. So he switched to ground beef, turned it into what he called chili. It doesn't bear any resemblance to real Texas chili. It's sort of like a sloppy Joe mix. But he's got his Greek and Macedonian seasonings, you know, a lot of the brown spices, cinnamon and clove and allspice. And they made that and put that on his hot dogs and on spaghetti. And in Cincinnati, you've got spaghetti, which is served with this spaghetti sauce, which is more of a chili sauce, which is more of a sloppy Joe sauce.
Yeah, in St. Louis, they call that chili mac.
Right. In Cincinnati, they put that on hot dogs along with onions, and then they pile on shredded cheddar cheese. And it's very thin shred, and it's just piled on like an inch or two deep. And that's your classic Cincinnati cheese coney, a hot dog with onions, mustard possibly, and then this chili, and then the shredded cheddar piled on top. And the cheddar is not melted. It kind of melts near the bottom of where the cheddar meets the mm-hmm. chili.
Okay, give me one more regional style.
Throughout the South, you find the slaw dog. And what they basically do is they replace the sauerkraut, which was popular in the North, with coleslaw. It's the creamy coleslaw that's on the sweet side. And in the state of West Virginia in particular, the whole state, every hot dog joint in the state of West Virginia, and then scattered throughout the South, all the way down to Alabama, you find slaw dogs. But every joint in West Virginia, so we call it the West Virginia slaw dog. It also has a meat sauce or a chili sauce on it, mustard, then coleslaw piled on top. And it's pretty good. A lot of people are aghast when they see it for the first time. The slaw is cold. The meat sauce is hot, so you got hot and cold going. You got the sweet-sour thing going. You'll find those all over the South.
No, we're talking to Meathead Craig Goldwyn from AmazingRibs.com. Craig, quickly tell us, for folks who want to do a little backyard barbecuing today, a couple of quick tips on how to get to hot dog heaven.
I like to grill them on a grill with open flame, and there's a trick that the Gold Coast hot dog joint in Chicago uses that I like, I've adapted. They call them char dogs when they grill them in Chicago. The Gold Coast people, they take the hot dog and hold it between their thumb and forefinger and cut an X in both ends so that when you put it on the grill, it kind of flares open and gets the ends crunchy and crispy. I like that.
Well, that's a good tip.
Yeah, so grilling or griddling, I think, gets the most flavor. A lot of places, particularly around the Detroit area, they split the dog if you're putting it on a griddle. And, you know, you can do that. You can put a cast iron frying pan on your grill, too, or on top of your stovetop, and just split the dog down the middle. That way you have more surface area, more brown meat.
Yeah, I'm much more of a grilled dog guy than a boiled dog guy.
Me
but
too.
Now, we have a big fight at our house about the bun. My wife likes to... She likes to grill them, and they get toasty. Unless I'm at the beach, I like my buns soft.
You know, that's a great line. I'm going to have to steal that.
You mentioned a technique about steaming them that a lot of places use, but you don't want to do it too long, right?
No, in Chicago, for example, and a lot of the push carts in New York, you get steam, so you can just put the bun over that steam bath for a few moments, and that gets them nice and soft. And when you do that, it molds around the dog nicely, you see, and helps hold on the toppings well. At home, you can wrap it with a paper towel and splatter some water lightly on there, about 20% wet. toss that in the microwave, and you'll get a nice warm. There's a couple of places around the country, a lot of places, in fact, particularly up in New England, where they'll butter the inside of the dog and then grill it on the griddle. So you get it not only toasted, but you get crunchy, buttery toasting, which is kind of a fun thing.
Whether you're going to be doing hot dogs this weekend or any kind of barbecue, you can find some great information at AmazingRibs.com. That's the website that our friend Meathead runs. Meathead, have a great 4th of July weekend.
Give my regards to all those great barbecue joints in KC.